LL Urbana.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. Japanese scientists have made it more difficult to watch what you eat. They created a ramen bowl so small it can only be seen with a microscope. It's only 1,000th of a millimeter in diameter. That's much thinner than a human hair. The engineers carved the bowl out of microscopic nanotubes and put a microscopic serving of noodles inside. Then they took a picture so you could feast your eyes on the tiny meal. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. The investigation continues, but the Texas Supreme Court has cleared the way for children removed from a polygamous ranch to be returned to their parents. The court ruled state officials overstepped their authority and failed to show the more than 400 children were in any immediate danger. The state maintains the children were subject to sexual abuse, with underage girls forced to marry and have sex with older men. The parents deny any abuse and say they're being persecuted for their religious beliefs. It's unclear when the children will be returned or what kind of restrictions might be imposed. 115 Army soldiers committed suicide last year. That is a 13% increase from 2006 for the highest rate on record. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The main reason for soldiers taking their own lives? Failed relationships. And Army officials say those relationships are strained by long tours of duty and repeated tours to Iraq and Afghanistan. Nearly half the suicides took place after a soldier returned home, and one quarter of those who killed themselves never deployed overseas. Most of those who took their own lives did not seek counseling, so Army officials are working to remove the stigma of getting help, training fellow soldiers to spot warning signs, hiring more mental health workers. But the suicides continue at the same rate. Already this year, through last week, the Army has 50 confirmed and pending suicides. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
We get a new reading today on consumer sentiment, this one from the University of Michigan. Analysts expect to see the index fall by about 3 points. Figures on personal income and spending are also due out today, and they're expected to show a modest gain for April. Oil has extended a decline of more than $4 to sell in Asia today for nearly $126 a barrel. Analysts say traders are ignoring a U.S. report of a big drop in oil inventories and focusing instead on gains made by the U.S. dollar. The World Bank has announced a $1.2 billion program of loans and grants to help poor countries hit hard by rising fuel and food costs. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
World Bank President Robert Zoellick made the announcement that funding to help cash-strapped governments will be fast-tracked. Zoellick said countries that would benefit right away from the additional aid would include Haiti and Liberia. Each would get between $5 and $10 million under the bank's Rapid Response Facility. There are also plans to conduct further assessments on the immediate needs of more than two dozen other nations in conjunction with international agencies. Zoellick said the additional aid, including help to farmers in the form of more seeds and fertilizer, is desperately needed. At a time, as he put it, 2 billion people are struggling to survive in the face of rising food costs. The announcement comes ahead of a World Food Summit in Rome scheduled for early next month. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. International aid groups are complaining that Myanmar's military rulers still are hindering help for cyclone victims. Tens of thousands of people were killed when the storm decimated the coastal region 4 weeks ago. Nearly 2.5 million survivors are now homeless and hungry. The reclusive regime is belittling aid efforts as mere handouts of chocolate bars. However, no agency is known to be handing out chocolate. Aid groups say some staffers are still waiting for permission to enter the hardest-hit area, the Irrawaddy Delta region, as the regime takes its time reviewing entry requests. The Los Angeles Lakers are heading to the NBA Finals. Kobe Bryant made sure of that with a rally to overcome the defending champion San Antonio Spurs, 100-92. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In a close game, it helps to have the best player in the league on your side, and that's why the Lakers are back in the finals for the first time since 2004. LA shooting guard Kobe Bryant won the Most Valuable Player award this year and showed why last night. He scored 17 of his 39 points in the fourth quarter to seal the victory over San Antonio. The Lakers won the series 4-1. As great as Bryant was, a stretch of time when he was on the bench illustrated how good his team is. San Antonio went ahead by 17 points points in the first half, but LA head coach Phil Jackson kept Bryant and a couple of other starters on the sidelines to let the reserve players work their way out of the jam. They did, and then with the starters back in, LA shaved the lead to 6 at halftime. The game stayed close in the second half until Bryant took over. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Jean Cochran, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org.
It's 5:35, time for the weather on AM 580, and right now we have a temperature of 63 degrees on Friends Plaza, 60 at Willard Airport. And we have some mid and high level clouds blowing off of thunderstorms that are occurring well to our northwest. Looking at the radar out of Lincoln, the returns are on the far northern and western peripheries of the radar scope. That would be across northern Illinois into eastern Iowa and northeastern Missouri. That's where the closest rain is right now. And some of the heavier storms are